Here we are again asking this question one more time. What's going on? We talked about this earlier when a young man, Dante Wright, was shot up in Minneapolis by a female officer who claimed she thought she had a taser. She was firing off her taser, but instead it was her gun, and she killed him. Now, one of the police officers accused of using excessive force in a Virginia traffic stop has been fired following an investigation. The town manager said this late on Sunday, the Windsor, Virginia officers pointed guns at, pepper sprayed, and pushed a black U.S. Army officer to the ground during the traffic stop last December. During the stop, the police officers believed the Army officer was missing a license plate on his new SUV. Second Lieutenant Caron Nazario, who is black and Latino, is suing over the incident, claiming the two officers violated his rights guaranteed under the First and the Fourth Amendment. One of the officers, Joe Gutierrez, has been fired. Town manager William Sanders confirmed to CNN late Sunday evening the other officer, Daniel Crocker, is still employed by the police department.
Why is he still employed?
Yeah. What's going on here? Yeah.
Did y'all see that video?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's hard not to see it. It's everywhere. Yeah. He was just simply asking them, what is going on?
What did I do?
You see my hands. What's going on?
He's pleading with them to take another avenue in terms of getting me out of the car. Could you just calm down?
Yeah, he told
them,
relax.
I'm going to do what you say. Mm-hmm. You know, why are they so elevated in their attitude whenever they stop a black man? It's like, damn.
Yeah.
When you get stopped, this might be your last damn day. And every black man knows this. Everyone knows it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he told them he was scared. He said, I'm scared right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But let me ask you guys something as black men.
Well, and
you know, and go, what were you going to say, Carla?
I was going to say he pulled over to a lighted area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did on purpose. Thank God he did that. Yeah.
Yes, because he was afraid. He started recording his phone because he was afraid. And he is a veteran.
And he said, I serve this country.
Oh, my.
And it's like it elevated once he said that to the officer, it's like it elevated, you know, they took it a notch higher, right?
Yeah, he asked that officer, relax, can you just relax? What is all this escalation about? What is all this about? I'm just asking you, why'd you stop me? What's going on? You know, the officer could have answered that.
My opinion is that until police officers are going to be held accountable for the mistakes that they make, instead of the city having to pay all this money out, until the police unions will have to go in their budget and start paying their money out, they will have a different attitude. But until that changes, first of all, these cops know, a lot of them, and we're not saying all cops are bad, but we're seeing too many damn bad ones. We're seeing too many damn bad ones. We really are.
And where are the good ones that come out, you know, and speak? Where are they to talk about this bad behavior, you know, within this sea of blue? Where are they? But
I would say this, though, Shirley, to that. Uh-huh. During the George Floyd trial, we did see. And the officers that have testified, even the police chief, saying excessive force.
This is not what we're trying to do.
And we need more of that. And one of the reasons they say that is because it was caught on film. You know, it was caught on film. So of course they have to say that this man killed him before our very eyes. You know, but
it's really sad.
I did want to ask you guys, as black men, I mean.
There's no right thing to do, but for
this to continually be going on, it's like we can't even grieve George Floyd properly before here we are with another one and another one.
Right.
You know, it's like nobody cares. They don't see us as human.
No,
they just don't.
Right.
They don't. We can't be scared, you know,
to
get out of the car when we see the police.
It's sad that it's become the norm.
All right. We're going to move on. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.